Navigating the Biden Odyssey, a conservative beacon in the fog of politics. In today's tempest of political discourse, where the waves of American politics crash against the steadfast shores of conservative values, our newsletter stands as a lighthouse guiding the way. We embark on a spirited journey through the insights of the Ingraham Engle, Jesse Waters Primetime, and Sean Hannity, weaving through the maze of the Biden presidency, the dynamic battlefield of American policy, and the vibrant tapestry of conservative commentary. Each show, a treasure trove of wit and wisdom, casts a revealing light on the issues that matter most. From the cognitive conundrum enveloping the White House to the cultural clashes defining our era, we stand at the vanguard, deciphering the signals amidst the noise. A spirited spin through the Ingraham Engle, navigating the waves of American politics with wit and wisdom. Ladies and gentlemen, fasten your seatbelts and prepare for a whirlwind tour through the latest episode of the Ingraham Engle, where the discourse is as charged as a lightning bolt in a summer storm, and the insights as sharp as a freshly honed blade. In a world that often feels as tumultuous as a roller coaster ride through the halls of power, Laura Ingraham and her eclectic cast of guests provide a beacon of light, or at least a flashlight with extra batteries. Our journey begins with a deep dive into the psyche of President Joe Biden, led by none other than Sean Davis, CEO of The Federalist, and Kevin Walling, a Democratic campaign strategist. Ingraham, with her characteristic blend of humor and hard-hitting analysis, suggests that Biden's memory lapses are not mere verbal missteps, but a veritable symphony of cognitive dissonance. Davis, echoing the concerns of many, posits that Biden's apparent decline is not just a personal tragedy, but a national security risk. Walling, ever the optimist, counters with the assertion that Biden, despite his gaffes, retains the capacity for significant decision-making. The segment, filled with jabs and jests, paints a picture of a presidency at a crossroads, with the American public peering through the fog, trying to discern the way forward. The discourse then sails into the choppy waters of public opinion, with the revelation that a majority of Americans feel the country is veering off course. The conversation, peppered with references to a special counsel's report and the shadowy specter of the IRS, takes a turn towards the absurd, with a detour into the realm of tax relief and joint pain remedies. It's a reminder that, in the end, we're all just trying to navigate life's challenges, whether they be political, financial, or physical. In a surprising twist, the show shifts gears with a segment on Super Bowl 58, featuring none other than former NFL quarterback Joe Theismann. The discussion, a brief respite from the political fray, offers insights into the upcoming clash between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. But fear not, for the realm of politics is never far away. Mazon Deschamps, the pro-life Spider-Man, swings into the conversation with his daring feat of activism, climbing a Las Vegas sphere to support a cause dear to his heart. The episode takes another turn with a segment on Biden's recent gaffe during a press conference, a moment of levity in an otherwise heavy discourse. Ingraham and Raymond, with their tongues firmly in cheek, grant three humorous wishes, including a jab at CNN and a critique of a Harvard English class devoted to Taylor Swift. The segment ends on a note of camaraderie, acknowledging the rough seas navigated by all. In this episode of the Ingraham Engle, viewers were treated to a smorgasbord of topics, from the serious to the surreal. With Laura Ingraham at the helm, the show navigates the complex currents of American politics with a blend of wit, wisdom, and a dash of whimsy. It's a reminder that in the end, the political arena is as much about the human experience as it is about policy and power. So here's to the spirited discussions, the unexpected detours, and the shared journey through the ever-unfolding story of our nation. Until next time, keep your wits sharp and your humor sharper. A spirited voyage through Jesse Waters' world, ladies and gentlemen. Fasten your seatbelts because we're diving into the latest edition of Jesse Waters' World, where the conservative cosmos meets to dissect, discuss, and deliver punchy perspectives on the day's hottest topics. From the hallowed halls of Washington, D.C., to the bustling borders of our great nation, no stone is left unturned, no opinion unvoiced. Let's get this show on the road with a flair for the dramatic, a pinch of humor, and a whole lot of truth. In an episode that could only be described as electric, the spotlight shone brightly on President Biden's latest series of gaffes and memory lapses. Guests lined up to weigh in on the president's mix-up of world leaders and the chaotic state of his garage, of all places. The Justice Department's nod to Biden's mental state only added fuel to an already blazing fire. The media, once the president's shield, now finds itself in a peculiar dance of fact-checking and backpedaling. The show masterfully navigated these waters, offering a blend of concern and comic relief that had viewers on the edge of their seats. Senator J.D. Vance and hopeful Dean Phillips offered their two cents, creating a cocktail of criticism and cautious defense. Vance's comparison of Biden to Trump, highlighting the latter's mental sharpness, juxtaposed with Phillips' call for a leader who bridges divides, painted a vivid picture of the political tug-of-war gripping the nation. The mention of a possible Trump-Vance ticket threw an intriguing curveball into the mix, spurring speculation and debate among the conservative base. The Veep stakes are heating up, and Jesse Waters' world wasn't shy about exploring the drama surrounding Kamala Harris. With whispers of Gavin Newsom and Gretchen Whitmer waiting in the wings, the show delved into the Democratic Party's inner turmoil and Harris's rocky road since her fiery 2020 campaign debut. The looming Democratic convention served as the backdrop for a discussion teeming with anticipation and anxiety, with the 25th Amendment hanging like a specter over the proceedings. Immigration, a perennial thorn in the side of American politics, took center stage as the show explored the Biden administration's border policies. Critiques flew thick and fast, juxtaposed with personal anecdotes and journalistic insights that shed light on the human side of this complex issue. AOC's stance on immigration provided fodder for a spirited debate, highlighting the chasm between economic idealism and practical realities. The segment closed on a note of caution, with tales of ex-cartel members and gunfire near the studio, punctuating the urgent need for a balanced approach to immigration. Diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, or the rollback thereof by tech giants, sparked a fiery conversation. The show tackled this divisive topic with its trademark blend of insight and irreverence. From anti-oppression coaching to book burnings, no topic was off limits. Even the Super Bowl and the volcanic eruptions in Iceland found a place in this eclectic mix, proving that Jesse Waters' world can pivot from the profound to the playful without missing a beat. The episode rounded off with a nod to the Daytona 500 and the grand return of Alert, showcasing the show's ability to weave between politics and pop culture seamlessly. A lively banter about the Grammys, Super Bowl ads, and late-night jibes at Biden's expense provided a lighthearted finale to an episode packed with heavy-hitting topics. In sum, Jesse Waters' world continues to be a beacon for conservative commentary, blending humor with hard-hitting analysis. Whether dissecting Biden's blunders, exploring vice presidential vicissitudes, or navigating the nuanced narratives of immigration and DEI, the show offers a unique lens through which the right-leaning audience can understand and engage with the world. So here's to another episode that entertained, enlightened, and elicited a wide range of emotions, a true testament to the dynamic and diverse world of conservative commentary. The Cognitive Conundrum, Navigating the Biden Maze with Wit and Wisdom on Hannity. In a world where the political theater often seems more convoluted than a daytime soap opera, last night's Hannity was a beacon of conservative commentary, slicing through the fog with the precision of a laser-guided missile. The episode, a veritable roller coaster of insights and revelations, could easily be titled The Cognitive Conundrum, Navigating the Biden Maze. It was an evening where wit met wisdom and humor danced with hard-hitting analysis, all under the watchful eye of the host and his distinguished guests. The show kicked off with a bang, diving headfirst into President Joe Biden's latest escapades, or more accurately, his memory lapses and gaffes that seemed to have become a staple of his public appearances. With a twinkle in his eye and a tone dripping with sarcasm, the host replayed clips of Biden's recent attempts to defend his cognitive abilities, juxtaposed against a special counsel report, painting him as a protagonist in a tragic tale of forgetfulness. It was comedy gold, yet underlined by a poignant concern for the nation's leadership. Enter Joe Concha, media guru, and a man who can spot bias a mile away, even with his eyes closed. Together, they dissected the media's role in this cognitive saga, pointing out the glaring double standards and bias in coverage. Concha, with his razor-sharp wit, lamented the lack of journalistic integrity, while our host nodded in agreement, lamenting the potential replacements waiting in the wings, a prospect almost as concerning as the current predicament. But it wasn't all jest and banter. The gravity of the situation was underscored by a visit from Dr. Mark Siegel, who, with the somber tone of a seasoned physician, confirmed the degenerative nature of Biden's cognitive decline. The conversation, though sprinkled with humor, was a stark reminder of the serious implications of having a leader not fully in command of his faculties. Amidst the chuckles and head shaking, the show took a more political turn, with Senator Josh Hawley and former Speaker Newt Gingrich stepping into the fray. Hawley, with his youthful vigor, called for bold action, suggesting the invocation of the 25th Amendment. Gingrich, ever the strategist, echoed the sentiment, painting a picture of a national security threat nestled within the Oval Office. The segment was a masterclass in political maneuvering, leaving viewers both entertained and deeply contemplative. But wait, there's more. Senator Rand Paul took the stage, branding the media as liberal hacks in a display of rhetorical fireworks. His concerns about Biden's cognitive state were not just political fodder. They were a clarion call to address a potential national security vulnerability. Paul's passion was infectious, his arguments compelling, and his hair perfectly coiffed, a trifecta of senatorial prowess. The evening took an unexpected detour into the world of sports, with the upcoming Super Bowl serving as a metaphor for the political battleground. The San Francisco 49ers and Kansas City Chiefs became stand-ins for the ideological clash gripping the nation, with Stephen A. Smith and Sean Hannity playing the roles of rival coaches, each defending their turf with zeal. Yet, amidst their debate, a sense of camaraderie emerged, a reminder that at the end of the day, we're all fans of the game, be it football or politics. As the show wrapped up with commercials for Mucinex DM and Sendacake.com, offering a brief respite from the intellectual sparring, viewers were left with much to ponder. Hannity had once again proven itself a bastion of conservative thought, a place where humor and analysis converged to shed light on the pressing issues of our time. The cognitive conundrum had been laid bare, not just as a critique of a faltering leader, but as a rallying cry for clarity, integrity, and dare we say, a bit of humor in the face of adversity. Steadfast in the storm, the conservative journey continues. As the curtain falls on another day of political theater, we are reminded of the resilience and spirit that define the conservative movement. In a world of shifting sands, our commitment to truth, tradition, and the tenets of freedom stands unwavering. Let the discussion sparked by the Ingraham angle, Jesse Waters' primetime, and Sean Hannity serve not just as a reflection of the times, but as a beacon for the journey ahead. Together, we navigate the complexities of governance, culture, and national identity, fortified by the wisdom of our forebears and the vibrant discourse of today's conservative vanguard. Until tomorrow, stay informed, stay engaged, and above all, stay true to the values that light our path to a brighter future.